Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the top five regrets of the dying. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we're going to be discussing something that is very poignant and that is something that we can all learn from. And that is the top five regrets of the dying. So this podcast is based on some information that one of my friends informed me of. And because of this, unfortunately, I don't actually know the original source of the information. So I don't know where the study was done exactly. But from what I'm aware, this was a study where elderly people who were dying were asked of their regrets that they had. So as far as I'm aware, these are people who had lived a full life, so to speak, and unfortunately were now dying, and they was letting everybody know their regrets as almost like a message to us who are living, to us who are currently healthy, who are younger, who are going through life. They wanted to let us know their regrets so that we could use that as a way to influence our own lives and hopefully not have the same regrets that they did. So that's why I thought it would be a good podcast to do, because as you know, I'm big on self-improvement, and if we're able to find out the regrets of people who are dying, then we can hopefully use that as motivation to make sure we don't have those same regrets one day. You can never truly put yourself in a position until you are actually in that position. So if you're young, if you're healthy, you might have a kind of idea of the type of things people might regret, but until you're in that position, you know, until we are in that position where we are elderly and we are given that terrible news that we are dying, you know, you can't put yourself in that mindset. And that is why I think this is fascinating. And we're going to get straight into it. So these are the top five regrets of the dying. Number one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself. So this, I'm assuming, is for people who felt that they couldn't be themselves. They had to keep something back. And it might be because they felt they had to please certain people within their family or their friends or maybe society. You know, who knows? It could be a range of things that this means, but it's the number one regret on this list. And the list as I was given it, I wasn't told it was any specific order, so I don't know whether this is literally the number one regret, but it's the first regret that I was informed of, so the first one I'm telling you. But this is the first one, you know, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself. It is so important to be yourself and to feel comfortable being yourself. So now let's move on to number two. I wish I had a better work-life balance. And this is something which obviously plays into the thought of If you work too hard, if you work more than you live, what are you gaining from life? You know, what is more important in life? When you're on your deathbed, as the people who gave these regrets were, they clearly felt that living a life with friends, with family, was clearly to them more important than the work. And of course it's important to have success in your work life, to try and have a living, earn a living, which is going to give you a good quality of life. Of course that's important, but it seems very important to state that you need a work-life balance. You know, you should be working to live, not living to work. You know, you should be working to earn the money to live the life. You shouldn't be spending your life working where that is the primary objective, because that, as I've just said, becomes a big regret. Number three, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. So this to me links in with the first one that I said to a degree, but possibly it's a little bit more towards relationships, I would imagine. So I'm reading into that, it's possibly the regret of not being able to be more bold in your feelings and in your expressions to your relationship life. That's what I'm taking that as. Of course it could mean other things, but linking into the podcasts I do on relationship advice and such, I would take that as you need the courage to go for your dreams, you know, and if you are connecting with somebody, you need to let them know, you know, don't be too shy, don't be afraid of being hurt, you know, don't be afraid and hold yourself back. You need to have the courage to express your feelings, to be a good communicator, and give yourself a chance of being happy with someone. Don't hold it back through fear and never take that risk. So number four, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. So as I said, as far as I'm aware, this survey, or you know, this was put to people who were elderly and were dying. And of course, the older you get, the more friends you are likely to have lost touch with over time. And this was a big regret for many of the people who was asked this question. And it shows how important friendship is. And it shows that when you're at the end of your life, one of the most important things you're thinking about are your friendships, and that's the ones you still have, but also the ones that you've lost, the ones that you let drift away. Now, we're lucky in this day and age, it's never been easier to stay in touch. There's not really an excuse to lose touch. Even if you're the other side of the world, you know, you can do video calls, you can feel like you're actually in the same room as somebody. And that, as I've just said, was a big regret of the dying. And finally, number five, I wish I had let myself be happier. So this is a great thing to consider, a great thing to end with almost, because it's a very powerful concept and one I want you to take away with you. I wish I had let myself be happier. And I take that as not beating yourself up all the time, okay? We're all human, we make mistakes, nobody is perfect. Don't be dragged down with the negativity, you know, forgive yourself if you have made a mistake. You know, obviously try to improve from it, try to not make that mistake again, but let yourself be happy. You know, don't be somebody who is bogged down in the doom and gloom of life, because just be thankful we are here, we are living, and there's lots of people in worse situations than ourselves. So make the most of it and let yourself be happy. Allow yourself, forgive yourself if necessary, so you can be happy. So I hope you've taken away some positivity from this podcast. It's been one of the more difficult ones that I've ever had to put out. It's a very somber feeling considering the people who was obviously giving this information. But we can use this as a positive power, you might say. We can use this as a positive force. And ultimately, they gave this information because they wanted us not to have those same regrets. So let's take that with us. Let's go through self-improvement. Let's move on with our life in a positive, happy way and try to make the most of every single day, because one day it will be your last.